Terre Haute's Swope Art Museum is a tiny bastion of American art on the western edge of the state. At the end of a journey past countless cornfields, farmhouses, and water towers, the Swope occupies a proud Renaissance Revival building in downtown Terre Haute, just a half block south of an intersection so significant a century ago, it was known as the Crossroads of America. Although a few of its neighbors are boarded up now, their architectural ornament crumbling in spots, the Swope is a well-preserved jewel.
It's kind of meant to echo a villa or a wealthy home in Rome and during the Renaissance, with really elaborate moldings and architectural details that give a sense of place to it.
The Swope's central ground floor gallery, containing 19th and early 20th century American paintings and sculpture, has parquet floors, brown velvet settees, and apricot and pumpkin colored walls.
The warm colors in this space might strike some people as unusual, but I think they really do add an inviting feel to it, especially considering cold winters in Indiana. What nicer than to come into a space and look at some artwork with walls that give you a sense of warmth and welcome.
That was the Swope's new executive director, Brian Wisenhunt, who came to the museum in June 2008 from the Blanton Museum of Art at the University of Texas at Austin, and previously the Wichita Art Museum in Kansas. No stranger to the regional American art museum, Wisenhunt is discovering that the Swope tends to be a well-kept secret, or at best a distant memory, for many Terre Haute residents.
We have a program in the spring where every fifth grader in Vigo County comes to the museum. And that's a lot of times people's only experience with this institution is they came here in fifth grade. I've talked to several people since I moved to town 2 months ago, and whenever I mentioned I work at the Swope, they said that they went there in fifth grade, and that was the last time that they were here. And we value that program and having all the students come through, but we want to create other things that ask people to come back to the museum.
Enticing community members into the Swope is an extension of the museum's mission.
We want to make sure that we're representing our community and our geographic area, as well as the larger idea of American art.
In addition to inviting fifth graders across Vigo County to tour the Swope, the museum hosts two community-wide exhibitions every year. There is an annual show of artwork by area schoolchildren, from elementary students to high schoolers, and the Wabash Valley Juried Exhibition, now in its 64th year.
You know, I didn't really know what to expect coming to Terre Haute, and knowing that this was getting ready to open. The work was here when I arrived, and so one of the first things I did was to come up and see what was going to be shown in the Wabash Valley Juried Exhibition. And I was just really pleased to see so many fantastic paintings and sculptures and objects.
Artists within a 150-mile radius of Terre Haute are invited to submit work to the annual exhibition.
The judge's top award is straight ahead of us.
Lisa Petrulis is the Swope's curator and the designer of the juried show, which takes up several galleries on the museum's second floor.
This marvelous landscape it's called Light Puddles. The artist is Barbara Fields Tim, from Reelsville, Indiana. It's sort of framed in an oval way with plants, and then you see water puddles working their way to the horizon and kind of scattered with plants and birds and the seed pods. It looks like the sun is either setting or rising, so you're seeing those reflections in both the clouds and the puddles.
The Wabash Valley Juried Exhibition began in 1944 at the behest of then-director Dr. Alan Albert and curator Hazel Dodge, who had an already established model in mind.
I think it was inspired by the Hoosier Salon and the idea of, you know, creating an exhibition in this part of the state that highlights artists in the community in the region and continuing to support those artists and to be a resource for artists in the Terre Haute area, the Wabash Valley area, is something that we want to do. This year we gave over $7,000 in awards and prizes to the people in that exhibition.
Every year, a different figure from the regional art scene is invited to screen the entries. This year's judge was Margaret Hawkins.
She's the Chicago correspondent for Art News and writes for a number of other art publications, and she teaches art criticism and writing at the Art Institute of Chicago.
The diversity that Ms. Hawkins selected, I think, is what really makes it exciting, because regardless of what you like personally, I think that you'll find something here that appeals to you, because there's abstract work, there's very realist work, there's sculpture, there's ceramics, there's just a little bit of everything. But I think there's a continuity between all of it.
And it really is a mixed media exhibition. We have this really interesting sculpture that's hanging off the wall here. It looks like vines of some sort.
That's wax and metal.
The artist is Deborah Landry from Porter, Indiana. Pine Boughs is the title of it.
And the sculpture on the ground here.
It's called The Reflection of Medusa, and it's an installation that is cut paper. It's this paper object that sits above a mirror, which kind of creates a cavity, the idea of a cavity within, and it has kind of this ethereal beauty.
It's so delicate. It looks almost like a petticoat there on the ground, or a semi-collapsed umbrella. And the placement of it is really unusual.
I think the wonderful thing about this exhibition is its diversity and the fact that it changes every year. Just the idea of having someone different come into the community each year and select the work, you're going to have a different sort of exhibition each time.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.